Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 4th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. The Spring United Master Executive Council meeting is planned for May 8th through 11th, 2012 at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. At the upcoming meeting, reports will be given by the United MEC officers along with reports from MEC EAP Professional Standards, Benefits, Grievance, and Reserve Committees. During the meeting, elections will be held for the following MEC committee positions: Central Schedule, Hotel and Transportation, Membership Engagement, Joint Negotiating, Seniority Merger Integration, and System Board of Adjustment. The local executive council presidents make up the voting body of the MEC. A simple majority elects positions, with the LECP casting one vote for each open position. If you cannot attend the meeting, take a moment to provide feedback to your local council president before the MEC meeting begins on May 8th. Additional information is available at unitedafa.org. We encourage you to attend if you are able to witness as well as participate in the democracy of our union. All members in good standing, current with all dues obligations, including those on voluntary furlough, are welcome to attend. Yesterday, May 3, 2012, more than 150 airline pilots represented by the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, walked from Willis Tower to the Ivory Tower on Wacker to take a stand. The pilots were joined by AFA flight attendants as well as customer service agents. ALPA was one of the first unions at United to engage in post-bankruptcy negotiations, and with the announcement of the merger between United and Continental in May of 2010, the pilots began negotiations for a joint collective bargaining agreement. Thursday marked the two-year anniversary of the announced United-Continental merger. Earlier this week, ALPA submitted a request to the National Mediation Board for United Pilots to be released from negotiations. If the NMB, which oversees labor relations in the airline industry, decided the talks weren't fruitful, it could release the pilots into a 30-day cooling-off period after which they could possibly strike. For flight attendants, with our first bite of the apple behind us with the conclusion of our Section 6 negotiations, we are gaining momentum in the process we will soon engage in for our joint contract negotiations. The next step in this process is electing our representatives on the Joint Negotiating Committee at next week's spring regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council. In supporting the pilots in our efforts to secure a joint agreement, one more piece in the larger merger puzzle is fit into place. Remember, United cannot fully complete their merger until everyone is working together instead of separately. Aside from supporting the pilots because they are sister unions on United's property, we support ourselves by applying pressure on United to conclude all negotiations sooner rather than later. The fewer agreements that remain outstanding, that's the more pressure it places on management to begin to be serious about and finally conclude our joint contract negotiations. Together, we truly will do better. Aon Hewitt, the benefit administrator of our flexible spending account, the FSA, your spending account, the YSA, experienced technical system issues when loading the MetLife dental claim data for the healthcare spending account. The issue was isolated to United subsidiary employees who elected the automatic crossover feature. The benefit administrator has been working on a resolution. However, the result has been a claim reimbursement delay of 4 to 6 weeks. Shortly, employees will be receiving a reimbursement for any dental claims after January 1, 2012. Further questions on this issue should be directed to the United Airlines Benefits Center at 1-800-651-1007 during the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. On April 26, 2012, the U.S. Senate voted 68-31 to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act. The telephone calls we generated to our senators really made a difference. Since its passage in 1994, this law has been an unqualified success. The new version of the bill not only continues proven programs, but extends protections to more people, including those in same-sex relationships. The House of Representatives is expected to take up this legislation soon. Unfortunately, the version of the bill the Republican-controlled House is expected to vote on is a watered-down version that does not include the new protections included in the recently passed Senate bill. That's Senate 1925. We ask that you call your U.S. Representative's office and tell them to support the Senate version of the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act of 2012, not a watered-down version of the bill. Contact information for your representative can be found at www.house.gov. You can also call the Capitol Switchboard at 202-225-3121 and ask to be connected with your U.S. representative. More than 300 Air Wisconsin flight attendants are gearing up for a possible strike after their mediated negotiations recently stalled. Air Wisconsin, which is the largest privately held regional airline in the United States, operates as a U.S. Airways Express carrier. The AFA-CWA Executive Board yesterday unanimously adopted the following resolution of support. Whereas Air Wisconsin is the largest privately held regional airline in the United States, and whereas Air Wisconsin flight attendants make great contributions to the success of their carrier through their professionalism and crucial role as first responders, and whereas it is time that management recognize Air Wisconsin flight attendants as key partners in the future success of their carrier and get serious about negotiations, and therefore it be resolved that the AFA-CWA Executive Board, representing 60,000 flight attendants across this industry, stands in solidarity with the flight attendants at Air Wisconsin to execute their strike ballots in order to send a strong, unified message to Air Wisconsin management. Be it finally resolved, standing together, we will do better. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.